So the question is that if we start using this works for me, based on that we can pick and choose within scriptures, we can pick and choose within regulative principles. We start picking and choosing selectively. Yeah. Actually, there are two aspects to this. One is every individual is a free individual. And even Krishna doesn't control people's free will. So who are we to control? So if people are going to pick and choose, they are going to do that. And we can't stop them from doing it. That's from the individual's perspective. If that is what they want to do, that is what they will do. Okay, somebody's not falling for a regulative principle, they are falling one regulative principle also. At least they are giving up some level of undesirable activities. They're chanting at least something, they're moving forwards. That is good at that level. But if somebody really wants to develop love for Krishna, there's a process that is given in scripture. It's a process being given by our acharyas, and that needs to be followed. So the pick and what we are talking about picking and choosing is not, it's not a license for picking and choosing anything and everything. See, there's a basic framework of faithfulness. You know, we want to follow the Bhagavad, we want to follow Srila Prabhupada, we want to be faithful to those who have given us Krishna. At the same time, we also have intelligence. And with our intelligence, if some things don't make sense, now how can we be both devotionally faithful and be intellectually honest? Okay, I have come from a scientific background. I have got a particular conception of physics, particular conception of the universe. And now this, I have to be intellectually honest. This doesn't make sense to me. So we are trying to talk here about how we can balance being intellectually honest and being devotionally faithful. And every one of us will have challenges in that. But if somebody is not devotionally faithful itself, thinking that within the devotional principles only I'll pick and choose, then the amount of spiritual advancement they make will be very limited. They'll make some advancement because they're doing something. But we are talking here that there is a basic platform of faithfulness. But does faithfulness require that we just have to reject our intelligence? Or is there a way, even with our intelligence, we can make sense of this works here, and we move forwards. So, see, whenever we try to use our intelligence to understand things, there is always the danger that we go down a slippery slope. And then we start relativizing even core principles. But the security, there is the danger of relativizing that which is absolute. But as a fear-filled reaction to that is that we absolutize even the relative. Are you getting this? We say if I try to understand this way, I try to understand this way, I will relativize even the core principles. Okay, that's my fear. But that's a valid fear. But an extreme, if we consider a pendulum, one extreme of the pendulum is to relativize the absolute. But the other extreme of the pendulum is to absolutize the relative. So absolutize the relative means, see, as I said, even in our tradition itself, the Bhagavatam cosmology was never seen as a competitor to the Jyotisha cosmology. That's coming from our tradition itself, from our acharyas itself. So when our acharyas have not made this into an absolutist issue or a faith issue, yeah, for the Bhagavatam, they have commented on the Bhagavatam cosmology, but for astrology, they have used Jyotisha cosmology. So they have not made this an absolutist issue. So we don't have to absolutize that which may not be absolute. So that's why, again, we have to consult the senior devotees, use our intelligence, and there is, of course, the sincerity of one's own heart, which is important. So there is a danger of relativizing the absolute. But the security against that is not absolutizing the relative. Absolutizing the relative means, you know, everything just as it is. Well, Prabhupada himself, as I said, he did not do the same thing as it is in America and in India. He did many things different in America, many things different in India. So if I say everything as it is, well, which as it is? In America as it is or India as it is? Everything as it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bengali Gaudiya Vaishnava as it is, or Raja Gaudiya Vaishnava as it is, or Odia Vaishnava as it is. So there are different aspects over there. So the important thing is that we use our God-given intelligence under the with the guidance of senior devotees to understand that which is central and that which is not central. And then make sure that the central doesn't change. Does it address your question? Thank you. Yes, there's a question there.